Channel 2 over, and a continuation of Visit Ms. Guthrie this Friday at noon, the 24th of March, 72. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the Visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday at noon, the 24th of March, 72. Channel 2 over, and continuation of Visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday at noon, the 24th of March, 72.
Came over here.
Ooh,
I know it's been an hour since you ate.
Yeah, but I ate so much.
Well, you have to have some stuff. Look, I can't make tea.
This is good.
Oh, my. I didn't put any sugar in it. It's awful. But you have to drink.
You roll these biscuits out and talk?
I just make them with my hands. I don't roll them out on a board.
You don't. Well, that's what I was going to say.
She puts her flour in a pan. She puts her shortening in the middle. And then her milk. And then she just mixes it up in the middle and leaves the flour around the edges.
That's the way
you
I
make
used to make biscuits.
That's the way
I made biscuits.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I use a fork to cut it up with. And
did you find work it in then?
As a my opinion, a little bit of salad. Some of this ham.
So full.
You know better than to eat when you come over. Yeah, I always got some of this salad for you.
You gotta keep up the streak and be with those men from Sears.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
You still having trouble?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
I can't get anything done.
Well, I bet Monday you will.
Well, I hope so.
Aren't these biscuits good?
Really
and now, Miss Mine, you know, they're not half as good as you make it out there.
No, these are good. They're good cold. Oh, my. What did they be when this hot?
They were warm when she brought them.
Yeah.
I could warm them.
No, I've already eaten my half mine. But they sure were.
Inside or out?
Outside.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's been there with his family and those children.
Well, they've all had to, Monday, they had to go and get all shots and all this kind of treatment test.
I guess Guy and I ought to have him.
Oh, yeah.
We ought to have the test. You know, he hadn't been here very much, but he's been here.
Yeah. Oh, he really got it. He had three jobs at one time, working around the clock. Marvin does enough. He goes over to university and come back. That feeding, there's more to that feeding than I realized. And then you got to bump around over all over those old roads back there.
Well, he's good and healthy and takes care of himself, I think.
Marvin's not healthy.
Not healthy?
No, ma'am. And I've been after him and been after him and been after him to go to the doctor. Yeah, you don't need no doctor.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, he coughs all the time, you know.
Oh, he does.
Mm-hmm. Wheezes, it's them old cigarettes that I stopped him from smoking them, but that old pipe.
He smokes a pipe?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think you wheeze quite as much with a pipe.
They had a day out there Tuesday. I think they cooked 16 head of swamp cabbage, and they fried 2 tubfuls of catfish.
Really?
I don't know how many hush puppies they cooked, and made I don't know how much slaw. And they had the big shots out there, you know, the heck, it weren't the county commissioners, it was, what did Jimmy DeGlisma saw, something does with the soil, county agents.
Yeah.
And they had a day out there, they had 2 wash pots out there.
Yeah.
Where do they have it?
At the university.
Oh,
these young men that just cooks for the big chops, you know, that comes out there.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked a big old cake, a pile of cake, and sent it out there.
One of those great big ones?
Yes, ma'am, it was an orange glaze.
Yeah.
And I got a beautiful plant for it. Somebody sent me a yellow chrysanthemum.
Mm-hmm. You've got white ones.
Mm-hmm. I got the white ones, I got the purple ones, and I got the yellow ones now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never had any purple ones. You like them?
Mm-hmm. They're real pretty.
Yours are so pretty.
But the yellow ones are pretty, and the white ones. What other colors is it? Red?
You can get bronze colored ones sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I had them at my wedding. Bronze or something.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty.
Let me see if I can.
We're getting ready for a big wedding.
Yeah.
April the 7th. Leroy.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
He's getting married.
And he's back?
Oh, yes, he's been back.
Long time?
Pretty good while. He's going to get married down there at Reddick at the church.
At Reddick?
Mm-hmm.
What's the girl's name?
Janice Sharp, I believe.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is it Sharp? Sharp? Stroop. Stroop. Stroupe, I think.
Yeah.
Stroop. We went by and said, he's got his house trailer and got it all set up down there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was the one. He and, was it his brother, wanted to buy some land from you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
They wanted, just a couple of acres, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a right promising boy. You know, they had those little parties for him when he left.
Yeah.
One at one church and then at another church. And I wanted to go to one of those, but then, you know, I thought I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, they're young people. I thought this
is
outsiders.
The old people are supposed to
just
go to young people's doings.
Used to.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I used to, some old people, you like to have them around.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
I mean, you know, it just, there are some people in the church that, if they didn't come, seemed like it wasn't near as fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to have you drive me around a court in some place. Or give a dance.
Mother's the youngest one of us.
Yeah.
Are you going to take the pills?
Yeah. Have I forgotten it?
You sure
did. Yeah, I
did.
Both of them. Well, mm-hmm. I must
Let me give
that.
You some more milk.
Just a little. I don't want much. I took one and forgot my oven.
She's as bad as you are about having pills today.
Oh, yeah. This inflates my arteries. This, I have to take these. I've been taking these, I guess, 15 years.
Mother never took a pill until about she had this eye trouble. No, she never had to take medicine much.
I don't take that. That's nearly what I take now is vitamins.
They're all vitamins, yeah.
Well, I don't know about this. They call it nicotine. I just smoke. Chew. I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, it'd be more fun to smoke than chew.
But my doctor says these are the nearest things that proven up to what they're supposed to be.
I don't do nothing but chew tobacco and drink liquor.
You mean you used to do all that?
No, I do that now.
Do it now?
No.
Well, I didn't know. I know.
She asked me, did I smoke? I told her, no, I chewed tobacco and drank liquor.
And cussed men out.
I sure.
You can do that.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been aggravated
to.
So. My house, there's no excuse.
Mother Miss Mary used to have a car just like that. With a rumble.
I sure did.
With a rumble seat. You remember the rumble seat?
Yeah, I remember the rumble seats. I've ridden in them. We never did have one, though. But they are nice. Mine. They were so cute. She was all out there in the wind all the time.
You sure was? And if it come up from rain?
Because of your rain? There wasn't any way to cover that
That's
up.
That's right. And we took out our seats, hauled beef to town in it, and then when we wanted to go
in the back of it?
Yeah. You could take that seat out.
Oh, not a live cow.
No, just beef.
Yes, I could see that.
I'm so used now, you got to haul a live cow.
Oh,
market.
Yes.
Yes, sir. No, we never had one like that, but we did have a Ford that we could put up the sides, put the curtains up. It looked like it's
You know, it's a shame that you dragged that Ford off down there, because that would, you could...
No, that weren't a Ford.
Oh.
That wasn't a Ford, that was a Nola. What was that name?
Maxwell?
Yeah, Maxwell.
Oh, well, we had a Maxwell car, too, one time. We had a Maxwell.
Of course, that Maxwell never did run... To my norms, Mr. Guthrie had done discarded it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Maxwell is not as old a car as the old Ford, T Model Ford. I don't guess they make Maxwells now. I don't hear anything about them.
I think my daddy had the third car in the place where he lived. And Mother said that people would come out and stop and look at it, you know, and the cows would have to get out of the road.
Yeah.
When you went out, you never knew whether you were going to get back or not.
Going to have a puncture, going to have a flat, and you had to stop and do all
you
that.
Had old sand roads?
Yeah, well, we didn't have sand. We had old mud, and we'd get stuck.
Well, we
have to get rails and rubber's ass. Ooh! And we didn't have many cars, and people thought that it was the biggest treat to go around and take a little trip ride in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what a lot of them would do, especially on Sunday afternoon. They think that there wasn't anything to do but just take a little trip. Go up, go about the little town off of there, about 8 miles. We'd go over there and back, and we'd think it's wonderful if we went and didn't have a flat.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe so it would then in the winter when it's cold, we'd put up the side curtains up to the thing. And that was the only heat we had, you know. It was just the cold out, the wind out. We'd have to put all the coats and everything.
That's right.
But that was something grand to get out in the car, they thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a big trip. But that was before the cars came. That's why the boys used to hire from the livery stable buggy and horses, you know, and take their girls out for a ride. That was the way that was one of the big things. I know one of these boys that did paper and painting and things and houses. Well, he had his livery, he didn't make too much money, but he hired so many buggies and horses to take a girl that ride. He just was in debt all the time. He never could pay his bill. That was Robbie Bowles.
Is that how Mr. Jester came courting you, the buggy?
Sure, yeah. Well, Papa, my husband, came in a buggy to see me.
Anybody had a horse and buggy?
Well,
they were
up to date, and you had a Hug-Me-Tight buggy.
That's right.
What, Mother?
Hug-Me-Tight buggy.
Did you have a Hug-Me-Tight buggy?
Well, sure, Papa had a little Hug-Me-Tight buggy. It wasn't, you didn't sit, but just two people else.
That's right.
Sit on the seat, and they called it the Hug-Me-Tight. At least that wasn't the name of it, because the people called him, oh, he's got a Hug-Me-Tight buggy.
And you know, one time, I can remember that just as well as an old...
You can remember it now.
...preacher
that had
a little buggy, and he always sat on one side, and the other side of the buggy was way up. And I often wondered, why in the world didn't he sit in the middle of the seat?
I don't know about that. I didn't know that one side was high enough.
He was a big preacher.
Oh, he was a big preacher.
And he'd sit on one side. I asked him, I didn't have no better sense. I said, why did he sit in the middle? He said, he's on the driver's seat.
You're going to drink this awful old tea.
No, ma'am. It was good.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yes. We had.
Well, the horse is in the middle, so the driver might as well sit in the middle.
I didn't see, you know, why he couldn't have sat in the middle of the seat, but he just sat on one side, and the other side was way up in the air.
Well, but this little buggy that Pat's husband had to be one that time, the seat was level. We sat all right. Each one sat on his own seat.
And would you believe it? People, you know, I tell the young people about it at home, and they don't believe a word of it. They think I'm making it. Like, now, Mr. Miles, he had his horse and buggy, and he was going to Macintosh. Well, I got my horse and buggy, and my horse and buggy is better than his. My horse can out travel him. Heck, I'd go on past him and go on. Do you remember that? You do, don't you?
Oh, well, I don't know. We didn't have much. I didn't have a horse and buggy at that time that I could drive.
Going to
church? I drove one.
But some horses would be faster.
Oh, faster,
yeah.
Mother.
Others, you know.
They'd have buggy whips, big old long whips.
And the horses would run away and have wrecks just as... Not as often as cars does, but people get hurt with them.
Well, we had that little hug-me-tight buggy even after our marriage. We traveled in it a lot. Yes, sir.
You could reach over that buggy whip. You wouldn't even have to take it out. You just sort of juggle it a little bit. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would with some
and
horses.
And how about
some
the
surreys? You have to take
when
it
the surreys come along?
Oh, the surreys, yeah. People who had a surrey, they were real rich.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
what's
the difference between a surrey and a buggy?
It had
Had two seats in it and would have a...
Top with
top
fringe all around.
Fringe all around on the top.
Now that was real riding.
Boys, I rode in one time and I thought I was it.
Sure, you thought you was it.
I did. One of the Jack Roberts' sons owned it. And as well as I remember, like this is a surrey, there was a row of sea chair, two or three, and over here. And he could carry quite a few.
Well, that was a surrey. That was a different kind. That was a surrey.
And have a couple of horses pulling it?
Yes.
Boys, I thought I was a hog head when I got that thing. I just loved to ride in it.
Yes, sir.
You ever been down the Swan River and rode in those?
Oh, I tell you, that was really a treat to get in one of them things in.
Mm. I thought that was just it.
They were beautiful.
They were.
Really, that fringe around the top, and of course the wind could just kind of come through it. Anyway, it just kept the rain off of you if you were right down straight.
And they had horse-grown ambulances. You know.
Yeah, two horses.
Yeah.
And the fringe all the way around. Of course, it was a box stand. Mm-hmm. The fringe all the way around.
I guess you didn't feel like you were it if you were riding in that.
Behind a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember one of them with a procession behind it. What did they do? Did they have a lot of buggies behind it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going.
Yeah.
Wagons, log carts, or whatever people had to travel in.
They had a procession of them just like they had.
I imagine.
Well, I never saw one of those.
I never did either.
But you know they did when they were going to the cemetery. Or church or wherever they were going.
Good night. Well, I've been in processions that were so thick that we just had to go with the horses just almost walk. No, we'd go out to the campground on Sundays or some days and come back and the dust would be so thick that you couldn't see hard in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we had long robes here, like we called it, our dusters, and we had to wear them to even keep the dust off of our clothes so we'd be decent when we got mm-hmm. there. And it'd be a long session. Just like you, one just car right after the other. I mean, one buggy.
Yeah.
Just had to walk.
What, did the undertaker, he got a message. He had to go up north, you know, and get a body and bring him down here. And he's going along, him and this colored fella. And they decided they'd stop and get him something to eat. And while they were resting, why come a white feller along and ask this undertaker about a ride. He said, sure. He said he'd be all right if he can ride back there. Don't mind riding back there. He said, not a bit in the world. So went on down the road. This year, colored fella, he was going to drive for this white man to take him a nap, you know. He was a driver, he was going on, and this year fella woke up and he said, how about a match? Colored fella stopped that ambulance and he got it. And he let it out through the woods. And then, like, never found him. He said, told the boss man, he said, now, you know, he said, I don't mind hauling dead people, but when it comes to them asking me for a match, time to go.
Where'd you hear that, Miss May?
My old brother told it to me.
When's that?
I don't know. He told me that. He said it was told for the truth. I said, you know that ain't the truth. He said, well, it was told for the truth.
Well, somebody wanted to get that trip, that ride back, and of course they just played like they're dead. Got back off and...
No, this fellow was just traveling.
Oh,
and the colored fella, the colored fella didn't know he was picked up.
Well, how long, how long has it been since your brother told you that?
Oh, it's been 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of my friends.
And somebody put the dirt in the ditch.
Yeah. Look at that. Go out and see what he's doing, Suzanne. Hey. He was out here.
Oh.
That's one of them is out here. Robert Highland.
Oh, that's right.
Hmm.
He always thought he was mad at him when
they
called him Robert.
Yeah, that's the one. That's right, Robert.
Come home early. Come back early.
Miss Mary, you can think of a lot of things that happened way back yonder. You can't see sometimes when you just kind of get to thinking back.
Yes.
Think of a lot of things.
You know, Miss Dodd wanted to know some of the people who lived on her place, and she was laying off to talk to those people in Hawthorne. And you see, Miss Mary was over there and been living there all the time. She knows everybody that's lived over there on her place. Now, why didn't she think of you? Why didn't she bring that up? She never even thought of it, did she?
No, sir. You know, she called me the other day and she wanted to know. She said, Freddie Woods gave me some tomato plants. How about you riding down there with me? And I said, well, okay, I can. And I ain't seen or heard from that woman since.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Got a match.
No, I don't have a match. You know, I got to go, though.
You got what?
Well, I'm just settling down, getting comfortable.
Well, I got to go after a while, pretty soon, too.
I got to go see about my little cow. She might
have to go nowhere.
She might get in and might need me, and I'd be there, you know, to call Marvin. She looks like she's going to get sick any time.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to come see her. Sure will.
Okay.
You know, the lights.
You'll have to get them to bring you over there and
yeah,
stay all day with me.
Yeah, over there.
Yeah, well,
I was over there that night. That's some time I'll be.
Come and spend the day with me.
Oh,
I'll
that'll be grand. It'll be good, and some of those good biscuits.
Yeah.
I don't know how to carry any back with her either.
Yeah, I don't.
See, these lights are all up. Then here, don't burn those. Got that up behind that board there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I work at that old sort of desk in there, you see, and I have a light there. I don't look at it.
Oh, you mean you got lights up there?
Yeah.
He's got lights behind that. Yeah.
I can't look at them. If I look at them, they put
well,
my
you'll
eyes
have
up
to come back again.
Okay, I sure will. And you come up, get them, bring you over there.
Yeah. Well, I expect I'll be here long enough to come over there someday. Yeah.
She'll come, too.
And she's a good company.
Yeah.
She's fun. Well, we sure appreciate these biscuits, Miss Mary. I thank
well,
you.
Well, you're welcome. You just as welcome, Miss.
How's your Cadillac? Yours.
It's Lincoln. Okay, far as I know.
Have you been driving it?
Yes, sir. I would have drove it today, but I had to fill up the truck.
Oh,
I brought it down to Freddy's to get gas.
Yes.
Marvin, he has to use the truck, you know, to get the cows fed up.
Yeah.
And he said last night gas was low, and I said, well, I'll go down to Evingston and I'll get you some gas.
Oh, is it a little low now?
Well, I had it filled up.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, mm-hmm. on the truck.
Y'all come over as soon as you can, and I hope you don't have as bad of luck with your work as I've had with mine.
Well, I was out there with him, but he'll do it right, this fella. The only thing, you see, he's got all these little neighborhood jobs, and he doesn't like to have a big job, because you know he's not a young fella, you know. And now on that roofing, I think if a fella like that had some help to get the shingles up and things like that, get his ladder set, I think he wouldn't have any trouble.
That's right.
But they never have any help. You just can't get any help.
You sure can't. That is for certain.
Well, I'm going on, and I'll see you folks later.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Mary, we sure did enjoy the visit. And what do you want me to do? Get this fellow to come by over there sometime?
No, just wait and let's see what this other man's going to do.
All right.
Yeah,
wait. Next Monday, he told me he'd be out there, and he was going to bring another fellow with him, and it would take him a couple of days, but he says we are going to straighten it out.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have a breakdown beforehand.
That's right.
If you survive it.
Just wait and let's see how it's going.
I would like for him to see what they did
with. Yeah, well, that would be fine.
Channel 2 over around 8:50 and the end of the visit with Miss Mary this Friday after lunch, the 24th of March, 72. Channel 2 over around 8:50 and the end of the visit with Miss Mary this Friday after lunch, the 24th of March, 72. Channel 2 over around 8:50 and the end of visit with Miss Mary this Friday after lunch, the 24th of March, 72.